us right now, who's one of the hardest working people out there.
For sure.
I mean, hard working. We got an opportunity to recently see her, and she's a guest here on the Gene Ursula Show. Tracy Taylor, who you guys know from Cairo TV, and of course here doing traffic. How you doing, Tracy?
I'm honored to be a guest on your show, first off.
Oh, we have missed seeing your face. It was nice to see
you from a distance yesterday. I know. Yeah, our social, social distancing each other? Yes.
Yes.
You know, I so used to seeing you guys in the afternoon, and now that you've switched to mornings, it's like we're ships passing in the night, but don't think that I don't listen to you on my way home or when I'm going to work out. So.
Awesome. Well, you were going to tell us about ways people can help either animal shelters. Let's start with that. And you are an animal lover.
I am an animal advocate. Everything from rights to everything. It's just, it's so sewn into me. I've been this way since I was a little girl. But, you know, now with everything that we're dealing with COVID-19, coronavirus, social distancing, people are losing their jobs. And that means their animals at home are being surrendered to our local shelters, which is heartbreaking because people can't afford to pay for their pet, you know, if it needs some veterinary care or if they need food and whatnot. So our shelters are being overrun right now with surrenders, which the shelters have reached out to me and they were like, hey, Trace, can you get the word out? We are looking for families for adoptions or even fostering at this moment because they're so overcrowded right now that they just can't take on all of the animals that are being surrendered. So if you are interested in fostering an animal, and let me tell you, I am, how should I put this? I am a foster fail is what they call.
Why?
Because we've fostered and I've ended up adopting.
Oh,
every single time.
That's a positive.
So, well, no, they call it foster fail because, you know, I guess for some families, it's easy to just, you know, just to take care of them. But I become so emotionally involved in the animal that if I fostered more animals in this house, I'd be Dr. Doolittle. There's no question.
Tracy,
I'm
curious about something. Where did your love?
Sure.
Where did your love for animals come from?
You know, I think it was, I just was so entrenched in books. You know, and then there was always like, you know, Lassie on TV and Mr. Ed it's just a terrible show, but you know, it was a guy and his horse. And I was like, you know, I want to be that guy with the horse. But then instead I was that girl with the dog. So, that's kind of where it all started from. My dad was a huge animal lover. At one point during my childhood, I think we had 6 dogs, 2 cats, and at one point 2 turtles, if I remember correctly.
So we want to make sure you can tell us, if someone wants to help, how do they do that? What should they do?
Well, I am holding right now, over at our partners over at Cairo TV, a virtual pet food and supply drive because of these, you know, shelters right now that are overrun from surrenders. They are in need of basic necessities from leashes to collars, even the food, toys, and sometimes even blankets. So I have just sent our good buddy Nick on our digital team some info on how you can get involved being a foster parent or a foster household. I know some of our area shelters right now. Excuse me. Excuse me. Our area shelters
okay?
right now. Thank you. I'm always afraid to sneeze. Yeah. Well, I'm always afraid to sneeze because it's allergy season. So I'm dealing with allergies right now, but I've sent Nick not only the Amazon wish list for all of our area shelters right now, but I've also sent info on how you can become a foster family. Or if you're interested in adopting, they're doing appointment only adoptions right now as well. So, they just really need our help, you know, and if I could, I would adopt them all, but I can't. And that's why I'm turning to our audience right now and saying, help me help them.
Thank you so much, Tracy.
Perfect.
Appreciate you. Be safe. Stay
safe. Thanks, guys. I appreciate you.
Thank you for what you're doing.